Today we will hear a story about a young man who lives high on the hog until famine puts an end to his dream vacation. And so he heads home, tail between his legs, not sure what to express. To his surprise, his extravagant failure is met with extravagant love and grace. We can be pretty hard on ourselves and others when things don't go as we planned. Guilt, shame, and the fear of being seen as a failure can leave us wallowing in the muck. Delusions of perfection keep us disappointed in our lives. We know that life is risky, but we still think that we can do better. Yet choosing to face whatever each day holds or God gives us is not only good enough, but opens us to God's grace and love. How do you feel when you fail or others fail you? Are you unrealistically hard on yourselves or them? Let's take a moment for silent reflection. Hear this compassionate word from the second letter to the Corinthians. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Know that God offers us freedom from guilt and shame of our past failings and our present unrealistic expectations. We are invited to rejoice that each day is a new beginning so that we might enjoy and not dread the life before us. Know too that sometimes, despite our sometimes faltering steps and wayward lives, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As forgiven people, and I now invite you to stand as you feel comfortable and pass the peace of Christ to one another in a safe way by passing peace from our hearts to one another. And so the peace of Christ from me to you, from me to you.